Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
The following are the news highlights of the week. Istanbul, Turkey, Falun Dafa, principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, praised at truth-sharing event. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, to area residents at a beach near the local Chinese consulate in Istanbul on Sunday, June 18th. The event took place on Father's Day, and many families who were celebrating at the beach learned about the practice and added their names to a petition calling to end the ongoing persecution by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. Many people voiced support for Falun Dafa's values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance.
Stockholm, Sweden. Truth clarification events raise awareness of persecution in China. Every Friday and Saturday in June, Stockholm practitioners provided the public with information about the CCP's brutal persecution of Falun Dafa. The events took place at Sweden's Royal Palace, the Nobel Prize Museum, and Stockholm Concert Hall. People were appalled to hear that prisoners of conscience, largely Falun Dafa practitioners, were being utilized as unwilling organ donors for transplant surgeries, and that the lucrative murder-for-organ business is sanctioned by the CCP. Many passers-by were more than willing to add their names to petitions opposing the atrocities. A Chinese anatomy professor who is living in California said, "Someone needs to stand up to this murderous crime. I truly admire your compassion and bravery."
England. People learn the Falun Dafa exercises at Village Festival. Falun Dafa practitioners set up an information booth during the Asteed Village Day Festival in Surrey, England on June 10th. Their stall was decorated with posters showing the five sets of exercises, images of people practicing Falun Dafa around the world, and colorful lotus flowers. Residents, tourists, and their families stopped at the colorful booth to talk with practitioners about the practice. Many adults and children seized the opportunity to learn the exercises right away.
Strasbourg, France. Events exposing torture draw attention to the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. The United Nations International Day in Support of Victims of Torture is observed annually on June 26th. Falun Dafa practitioners from over 10 countries in the European Union assembled in Strasbourg, France on June 24th and called for an end to the CCP's persecution. Practitioners distributed information about Falun Dafa, performed energetic dragon and waist drum dances, and marched through the city streets holding portraits of Dafa practitioners who were persecuted to death for their faith.
Southern California. Falun Dafa contingent impresses in Independence Day parade. San Diego practitioners participated in the local Independence Day parade on June 24th. The Falun Dafa group was one of 130 participants in the event. Many parade watchers said they enjoyed the practitioners' float, celestial maiden costumes, banners, waist drums, exercise demonstration, and especially that the practitioners expressed the values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance.
Montreal, Canada, introducing Falun Dafa at the Vietnamese Festival. Falun Dafa practitioners in Montreal introduced their cultivation practice to visitors at a Vietnamese food and cultural festival held from June 15th to June 18th. They also raised awareness of the ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa in China. The festival was held alongside the Lachin Canal, with over 20 booths participating. Many individuals and families came to enjoy a summertime experience, as well as take in some Asian culture. A college student attending the festival shared, "My drama teacher in university introduced us to Falun Dafa during a class, and everyone loved it."
Germany. Practitioners expose persecution of Falun Dafa during visit of CCP's premier. Chinese Premier Li Qiang visited the German cities of Berlin and Munich on June 20th. Falun Dafa practitioners held peaceful appeals in both cities that day, urging the German government and the public to help end the persecution of Falun Dafa in China, as well as the live organ harvesting from practitioners. Michael Brand, Member of Parliament and a human rights advocate, noted that human rights were not included in the agenda during the dialogue between the German government and the Chinese premier, adding that it is wrong that the CCP's crimes of genocide and human rights violations are ignored.
Quebec, Canada. Locals expressed interest in Falun Dafa during National Holiday Parade. Falun Dafa practitioners took part in a grand parade celebrating the national holiday of Quebec on June 24th in a waterfront area of the city commonly known as Quebec's Venice. A total of 70 groups walked the 2.5-mile parade route. A Falun Dafa exercise demonstration team and the Tianguo marching band made up the largest group in the parade. Cheering and applause was heard along both sides of the streets as the procession passed. Chairperson of the event organization committee, Michelle Bougie, said, "We are very grateful to have practitioners participating in the parade." The following are selected cases of persecution from China. Miss An Fuzi, a retired professor from Yanbian Radio and Television University, died on May 22, 2023, at the age of 82. She was serving a 3-year sentence for practicing Falun Gong. A few months before Miss An's passing, the prison notified her family that she had developed pleural effusion. Her son and daughter, both of whom worked in South Korea at the time, asked to have virtual meetings or phone calls with her, but their requests were denied. Citing the pandemic as an excuse, the prison officials also did not allow other family members in China to visit her. Miss An was arrested in March of 2016 while studying Falun Gong teachings at a fellow practitioner's home. She was sentenced to 3 years imprisonment a year later, but was allowed to serve time at home due to her poor health. In August of 2021, Miss An was taken into police custody and sentenced to 3 years in prison without any hearings. She was sent to the Jilin Province Women's Prison weeks later, where she died.
Ms. Liu Xupeng, a Falun Gong practitioner from Tianjin City, died on June 14, 2023, capping decades of suffering that occurred during the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong. Ms. Liu was illegally imprisoned at Tianjin Banqiao forced labor camp for 6 years, where she was brutally tortured. After she was released, authorities repeatedly harassed her. She was forced to leave home in 2018 and died homeless at the age of 67.
Mr. Zhao Hengde, a former health official from Ningxia Hui Autonomous Region, has been in critical condition since late May 2023. While serving a three-year term for distributing informational materials about Falun Gong, the 67-year-old has been denied family visits since his arrest in November of 2021. According to his family, Mr. Zhao fell into critical condition and was taken to the Daukou City Second Hospital for resuscitation and later admitted into an intensive care unit.
Ms. Yuan Wang, a 77-year-old Falun Gong practitioner from Shijiazhuang City, Hebei Province, was sentenced to 3 years imprisonment and a 5,000 yuan fine because of her faith in Falun Gong. Her family learned of the sentencing on June 11th. Ms. Yuan's sentence stemmed from her arrest in December of 2020 when she was observed talking to people about Falun Gong at a community fair. The police later released her on bail after she was rejected admission by the detention center due to her high blood pressure. Police eventually arrested Ms. Yuan a year later. She was taken to the Shijiazhuang City Second Detention Center, where she remains. The following is an excerpt of the Mingwei Report entitled The 24-Year Journey of Mingwei.org. On June 25, 1999, possessing just an Intel 486 computer and telephone wire, several volunteers in North America launched the Mingwei website. With daily news articles, Mingwei connected Falun Dafa practitioners inside and outside of China, as well as those who cared about the human rights situation of practitioners. Recalling the creation of Mingwei website, a Falun Dafa practitioner described it as the moment when lightning had split open dark clouds at the dawn of a storm. Less than a month after Mingwei website was established, the Chinese Communist Party instituted a comprehensive persecution campaign targeting Falun Dafa. When the whole world was filled with CCP lies and propaganda against the spiritual practice, Mingwei website was the only source of information delivering the truth with tenacity and courage. A practitioner in the U.S. recalled, "As soon as Mingwei website went live, we received at least 500 emails a day, as well as faxes and phone calls. It was a reminder to us about the importance of the website and evidence that so many people needed the communication channel." In addition to the Chinese site, Mingwei website has also established more than 20 other language sites over the years. All of these provide first-hand accounts of Falun Dafa and the persecution for various governments, media, human rights organizations, and the general public. The Congressional Executive Commission on China released its 2020 annual human rights report in January of 2021, which cited a report by Mingwei about the continued persecution of Falun Dafa. The CECC report recommended that members of the U.S. Congress and government officials should emphasize to their Chinese counterparts that Falun Dafa practitioners have the right to freely practice their faith in China. The commission also recommends that members of Congress and administration officials call for the release of all Chinese citizens arrested for their beliefs, and that U.S. authorities use existing laws to hold CCP officials accountable for restricting freedom of religious belief. Around the time of the United Nations Human Rights Day in December 2022, Falun Dafa practitioners in 38 countries submitted a new list of perpetrators to their respective governments, urging them to hold these individuals accountable for the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. The practitioners requested their governments bar the perpetrators and their families from entry, as well as freeze their overseas assets. The list of perpetrators included details of their crimes compiled from Mingwei reports. U.S. Department of State officials said several years ago that the information provided by Falun Dafa practitioners in the past was credible and presented professionally, which could serve as a template for other organizations. Many practitioners have said that Mingwei website has played an indispensable role in their cultivation. In 2020, one practitioner in China wrote, "Mingwei is Falun Dafa practitioners' home in this world. The Mingwei website carries Master's new scriptures to give us guidance when we are confused about how to advance in cultivation. During difficult times, it has provided us with courage and strength. Mingwei brings practitioners together as we follow Master during the far rectification and help him save sentient beings. And it accompanies us through tribulations and major tests." A non-practitioner in China credited Mingwei Weekly newspaper, which she found in a balloon that landed in her yard, with showing her how to break through the internet blockade to visit overseas websites, where she read more information about Falun Dafa and learned that what the CCP said about the practice was all lies. A practitioner in China shared, "Mingwei publishes all of Master's new articles and guides us about how to be qualified and disciplined Dafa practitioners. It connects all practitioners around the world, transcending time and space. It creates the sharing platform for all of us to learn from each other and cultivate together. It provides us with the designs for informational materials, various tools, techniques and software, as well as legal assistance. I am deeply grateful for Mingwei."
Thank you for listening to the Mingwei Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.